Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
And before Wright's left, he had one more piece of advice. Don't talk to Whipple. I'm not kidding.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, everybody, it's Rick Wilson. Welcome back to a special edition of the Lincoln Project Podcast. I am delighted to be joined today by Chris Whipple. You have heard of Chris Whipple. If you never had before, you sure have this week, who wrote an absolutely astonishing article for Vanity Fair, as everyone has probably read by now, profile of the role that Susie Wiles, the White House Chief of Staff, plays in this administration. And so, Chris, I want to jump right in and first off compliment you on a simply amazing profile of Wiles, of the dynamic around her. I think it's been quite a remarkable day, as everyone, I think, acknowledges.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
So I want to start right out. What led you to, I know you've previously written, and we've talked about it, interviewed you about it, a terrific book on White House Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
And I take it this was sort of an extension of that, interest you have in this particularly powerful role.
Well, you know, in this case, Rick, it was a case of every once in a while in a reporter's career, lightning strikes, and this was one of those times. And it began because I was writing a book, and still am, on the history of presidential campaign managers from '68 to the present. And Susie Wiles is going to be a major character in that. We began talking about presidential campaigns, and it very quickly became clear to me that she really wanted to talk about Trump 2.0. During our first conversation, mm-hmm. she said, I just got off the phone with Hakeem Jeffries, and I told him, you're going to see a whole new Trump. This was 10 days before she went to the White House as White House Chief of Staff. And so over the next 11 months, we talked about the campaign, but we mostly talked about the Trump White House. And I came back to her a few months in and I said, guess what? Vanity Fair wants to do a big takeout on the White House, Trump 2.0 and your role in it. And she was all in. And remarkably, as everyone knows by now, she was on the record almost the entire time, except for moments when it was mutually agreed that we would go off the record. And those moments were very rare. And as you know, this never happens with senior White House officials.
No.
I wrote a book about the Biden White House, as you know. Ron Klain was always on deep background.
Sure.
No, that's the way it usually works. But in this case, I was the beneficiary of somebody who wanted to tell her story.
You know, it's interesting to me because I've known Susie since the 80s, which is kind of crazy, you know, both orbiting Bush World. No, we're never close friends, never like a close relationship, but I've known her and known of her for a long time. And I found the White House saying, oh, it was taken out of context and this wasn't real. And I thought of it, you know, because I had Rob Reiner on my mind. It was like, you know, lies are beneath us, Susie. I mean, was she just playing to Trump and trying to make those excuses? I mean, that's just...
Well, what struck me, Rick, was just how evil the response was to the piece. Because what you know, and I know, that when the White House throws words like context around, they get nothing.
They got nothing.
They knew that it was rock solid. They knew that she was on the record almost the entire time. And then everything was on tape. And so they resorted to this weird, gee, you didn't say anything nice, and it's out of context. It's 9,500 words.
There's right.
Plenty of context.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Well, I do think that the biggest context thing that struck me was you could tell she wanted this out there. You can always read when somebody wants to cooperate with the story, wants to have their version of history, wants to have their perspective memorialized. And that clearly is what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
And Susie is a very different chief of staff from the first term. Talk to us about how you observed. I mean, we've all sort of heard that, like, this time the people are all obedient. Talk to us about what you observed in interviewing her and seeing the interactions with her and the other power centers in the White House, how different it is from this term, from the first term to this term.
Oh, it's night and day. Trump 2.0 is so different from Trump 1.0 in the White House, at least. There's still plenty of chaos in the cabinet.
Sure.
But in the White House, it's Susie is the difference. Are largely the difference between mm-hmm. Trump 2.0 and 1.0. In the first term, as we all know, Trump blew through four hapless White House chiefs of staff. They had Mission Impossible. It was a killing field where White mm-hmm. House chiefs went to die.
Right.
There was leaking and backstabbing and blood on the floor, and that's completely different now. I mean, Susie is empowered by Trump in her own way, at
right.
least to run the West Wing. And mm-hmm. everybody knows that when she opens her mouth, she's speaking for Donald Trump.
Right.
He has a bond with him. Everybody knows it. And nobody's going to try to undercut her. And we've seen the evidence of that since the Vanity Fair piece dropped on Tuesday. Everybody rallied around, including Pam Bondi, that she took a shot at.
Yeah.
Pam Bondi singing her praises. What does that tell you?
It had a very Manchurian candidate feel, like, she's the nicest, sweetest, bravest person I've ever known. Almost all the tweets were cut from the same cloth on that.
So the difference is nobody can, I mean, Peter Baker very generously compared this scoop to the David Stockman scoop,
right,
in the 80s, when he revealed that trickle-down economics was smoke and mirrors.
Was a lie, yes.
And James Baker, the chief of staff, took David Stockman to the woodshed, mm-hmm, and then saved his job. Nancy wanted him out.
Yep.
There's nobody who can take Susie Wiles to the woodshed, or the doghouse, or anywhere else.
That's my understanding of, and I knew from the beginning this would not be Reince Priebus 2.0.
Yeah,
she's a much more diligent, and doesn't have externalities in her life really that distract her from being a very full-time chief of staff.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Do you want to hear a great story about Reince Priebus and
Always.
Susie Wiles? Okay, quick story. I haven't really told all that much, and it didn't make the cut in the piece.
Okay.
But in December of 2024, Jeff Zients, the outgoing White House Chief of Staff for Joe Biden, invited Susie Wiles as the guest of honor to his house for dinner. He invited the ex-White House chiefs to join him.
Right.
This is a tradition going back to...
Sure.
I first wrote about it in 2017 in the Gatekeepers. Josh Bolton did this for Rahm Emanuel. Anyway, Susie comes for dinner, and there are about eight of them, and they sat around and they gave her pretty much, you know, boilerplate words of advice about how to be a White House chief. And then Reince Priebus arrives, and Reince comes in and goes into a rant about the futility of trying to do anything, being White House chief, and forget about it, and throw the rule book out the window, and they're all looking at him like he has three heads. And before Reince left, he had one more piece of advice. Don't talk to Whipple. I'm not kidding.
Fantastic.
I've confirmed that with almost everybody who was there. So
fantastic.
Including Reince, who said, oh, Chris, you know, I meant it in a funny way. Anyway.
You know, but... the solidity of her control over the paper flow, I think, is the big, and a lot of people, you know, who are not as familiar with how the White House works, folks, the cabinet secretary and the chief of staff, and there's an enormous amount of paper and data flowing every day. It seemed like in the first administration, damn near anybody could walk into Trump's office and put something on the desk.
Yeah.
And now Susie seems to have ratcheted that down. Although it does seem to me that there are still some semi or quasi independent power centers out there that have Trump's ear on things like Navarro on trade and maybe Besant and to some degree, and Witkoff on the Russia stuff. How does she interact with those semi-independent power centers?
So here's a quick little mini headline for you that, again, didn't make the cut of the piece. Navarro has no influence with Trump. He's there because he went to prison.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, of course, there are still plenty of tariff true believers in that White House besides Navarro. But right. he's the most extreme. He worships at the
altar. This is the architecture Peter Navarro came up with that we're living in right now.
Yeah. But what I'm told is that Navarro really has zero influence, and he's just around because he made the ultimate sacrifice for Trump by going to jail. But anyway, look, there are, you saw them posing in Vanity Fair in the Roosevelt Room.
Sure.
The power centers, you know, Rubio is very powerful. He wears two hats, as we all know. The mm-hmm. first is Henry Kissinger to be Secretary of State and National Security Advisor. He's a hawk on Venezuela. He's a semi-quasi hawk on Russia. Used to be pretty strong on Russia.
Back in the day.
Vance, I think, is very influential. And Susie, despite that swipe she took at him about being an opportunist in his conversion to MAGA acolyte, she likes him. They get along just fine. So, you know, Bondi, not so much. Cash, you know, not so much. But the people you saw in that photo, a little inside color for you about that, mm-hmm. they were handpicked by Susan to be in that photo.
Ah.
That tells you something about whom she likes.
Sure.
And I got it. It was kind of like an awkward class picture. I'm not sure anybody wanted to be there, but Susie said, be there.
That's fascinating. And I loved how it was sort of and I think Susie being an old enough Bush universe person was, there was a part of that that was deliberately emulating the famous Vulcans photo of Bush, Rumsfeld, Rice, Cheney, that famous, I guess it was 06, 05 photo. And
it was Vanity Fair, right?
Hmm?
I think it was Vanity Fair.
Yeah, it was Vanity Fair.
It's a long tradition of Vanity Fair going to the White House.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So in these separate power centers that she, you know, approves of and doesn't, these people were selected for this. And I have picked up from some people previously that Miller and she have some sort of detente or entente, that she lets him run his little secret police empire largely without sanction or control. But I did notice she also took a couple of pops at the excesses of DHS and ICE in there. I wonder how Miller's going to react to that.
Yeah, no, it'd be interesting to see. But so far, everybody's rallied around Susie. I mean, I never heard her, for what it's worth, over almost a year of talking to her. I never picked up on any antagonism between her and Miller. She spoke highly of him. She said he's incredibly well-read. And he's smart. And obviously, we all know he's a loyal soldier. So I didn't pick up on any particular tension there.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
One observation that I heard from someone the other day that I'd love to get your perspective on was that in some ways, Trump is less engaged with the outcomes of things than he was before. He's less carefully watching Fox every 2 minutes to see what they're saying about him. He's less obsessive about it. And I guess in some ways that is something that Susie's given him a sort of a comfort level on, that she's going to take care of things.
Yeah.
But he still has had a lot of very rough sledding. The tariff situation has not worked out like he predicted. Russia was not easily solvable. There was no Nobel Peace Prize. And he seems like he focuses a lot more on his, you know, decorating projects than the real business of president. I mean, has she become sort of a regent here?
Well, you know, she was quite candid on the subject of tariffs and on Putin, Trump and Putin. And on tariffs, she said, look, it's been much more painful than she thought it would be. there was a real dissension among the advisors. There was a big fight over tariffs. And she told them all, look, here's where he is, and you need to get there, essentially. And they did, but it's been really messy and counterproductive, painful. And on Russia, I thought she was fascinating on the fact that she says that for all the talk about, you know, some magic territorial peace settlement of this war, Trump knows deep down that, Putin will settle for nothing less than all of Ukraine.
Right.
That's what he thinks.
I wish they were a little more publicly facing on that front and not sending Witkoff, who is not equipped to negotiate with Vladimir Putin I'm not equipped to run a nuclear reactor in the same way he's not equipped to negotiate.
I think there
Putin.
Hasn't been enough attention to that part of the piece. I mean, there's other, you know, obviously salacious and really interesting things in the piece, but I thought that was a revelation that Trump essentially doesn't believe that a deal would satisfy Putin at all. And Rubio more or less confirmed that to me when I asked him. And Rubio said, well, look, you know, we've got an offer on the table where he could have a deal, but he can't get to yes, that would freeze everything more or less where it is now. And Rubio said, so you got to wonder if he'll settle for anything less than all of Ukraine. So I just found that very interesting.
I think it is that is a fascinating revelation, as you said, because any of us who were from the old Cold War era, and I was a Soviet studies guy, that's sort of a baseline. That's what you would exactly what you would expect Putin's behavior and position to be. And yet they keep trying to give him an out, and that he's never going to take.
They keep pretending that there's some possibility of a deal here that everybody's going to be happy with.
Yeah.
And Susie at one point, and this did not make it into the piece, it didn't make the cut, but Susie told me that, look, if you give Putin part of Donetsk, then it's just clear sailing from there to Kiev.
Yep.
Kiev. So they all know that this is fraught. But Trump may want a peace deal more than he wants a realistic solution. Who knows?
How much do you feel that the shadow of 2028 is starting to weigh in on the minds of Vance and Rubio and a lot of the other people in this White House? Because the second term of any administration, even if it's like the rare bifurcated term that we have here, with an interregnum, how much is 2028 starting to weigh on Vance, certainly, because he's the VP, that's a logical extension. Rubio, because I've known the guy forever, he wants to be president more than anything on the planet Earth. And Trump himself, as he sees the end of the road coming.
Yeah. Well, Rick, let me ask you, because I'm curious about your opinion. You know that Rubio said to me, mm-hmm. and I didn't really see a lot of wiggle room in this statement. He said, if Vance is running, he'll be the nominee, and I'll be among the first to support him. What did you make of that?
Marco's playing cards here. He's playing cards. He is a very sophisticated person when it comes to the internal dynamics of ascension to power. Marco was a very young guy when he became the Speaker of the House in Florida. No one expected that to happen. He maneuvered a bunch of older, smarter, I won't say smarter, but older people who you would think were craftier people out of the way.
Yeah.
By building a couple of very smart alliances, mainly with Jeb Bush at the time. I've watched Marco work this kind of thing up close. I watched him work very quickly up to being, a very powerful voice for a first-term senator on foreign affairs in his first term in office. So Marco is a very crafty guy in that regard. Marco's not like a genius. He's not like an intellectual, but he is a great inside power player. And he's a great inside bureaucratic player like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of, when I read that, it was so pat and so baked like a cake.
Did he go there? Why box himself in by saying that?
He can always get out of it later.
Yeah.
What I thought then was that JD had the skill and the strength and was really with Trump. All these guys all these guys have a desire. There's one disease you can never get over in politics. That's wanting to be president. And he has it, and he's had it for a long time.
Yeah.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
I'm curious one aspect of this, that this was one of those stories where the photography and the narrative combined in a kind of chemical reaction that absolutely was so striking for people and was so intense for people. Talk to us about how that process came about with
well, the first thing I should say is that they're completely separate processes.
Oh, yeah.
I had nothing to do with the choice of the photographer or the way he shot the photos or the ultimate layout. And I didn't see it until it was a fait accompli, the layout. I had no role in that at all. So having said that, I'll just say that I brought it up to Susie Wiles toward the end of this whole process. I said to her, well, look, you know, the editors would like to have a photo shoot, and we want to obviously shoot your picture, but also your team. And she said, and she selected her team, the people you see in that photo in the Roosevelt Room, Vance, Rubio, Miller, Dan Scavino, James Blair, Caroline Levitt. That was the team that she wanted in the photo. So that was the process. And the photographer, Christopher Anderson, who's quite accomplished and has...
Sure.
He's not your typical, you know, he's not a what most people would think of as a Vanity Fair glamour photographer.
No.
He's been in war zones and, but also has, you know, loves to shoot these close-ups. So they actually they were shown his portfolio, Susie was.
Okay.
Although I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
The editors did that. So they had a say in who the photographer would be, and that was the process.
Interesting. I am again. Magazines may be a dying art form in some ways, but that was the like I said, the narrative and the photography in this thing really had a kind of chemical reaction that I think
made a splash. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of those people in that room and a lot of people in the Trump cabinet. We are coming up on the end of the first year. I've heard, you know, that there are a number of people who are thinking about it leaving. I don't think Susie is as close as she may have been at any point. I think she's doing, I don't think she's going to end up being an Andy Card level person, but you know, you never can tell.
Andy, of course, set the record for longevity.
Yes. Yeah. And God bless him. And one of the better ones.
And by his own admission, stayed too long.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a job. And folks, if you think the presidency ages people, the chief of staff job ages people at three times the rate the presidency ages people. And Andy, you could see it on Andy's face at the end. And he was, that guy looked like 25 years had gone by.
Yeah. But
so there are people now starting to depart. Dan Bongino is out the door. Now he's not a central figure in Trump's universe, but he's certainly one of them. You're starting to hear little ripples that, you know, other people and other jobs are about to come open or about to, they'll either leave because of exhaustion or leave because of opportunities. What do you think the cabinet looks like and this White House looks like, six months to a year from now?
Yeah. Well, the striking thing, you know, as you know, Rick, is compared to Trump 1.0, there's been no turnover.
Right.
I mean, nobody's been thrown over the side. And Trump has been determined from day one never to have another Michael Flynn situation where, you know, that's why Hegseth is still there.
Yeah.
He's just not going to give anybody a scalp. He's not going to throw Hegseth over the side unless things get much worse because he feels that that's, I think his attitude is that feeds the beast. The beast
right.
being the media, you know, the voracious, the media, the sharks circling the West Wing, not going to give them anything. So will that change in the next 6 months? Maybe. But I don't think Susie goes anywhere. I mean, she might decide it on her own that she wants to get out after the midterms, but I wouldn't bet against her staying for the whole term. She's not going to break Andy's record in any event.
Well, no, in any...
Yeah, but...
And if she does, we've got a much bigger set of problems.
Yeah, exactly. Then we're talking about a third term.
Yeah.
And she insists, as you know, she insists there won't be a third term.
It's interesting. Yeah, she says that, and then Trump meets with Dershowitz this week, who's writing a book about how Trump can get a third term.
Is that right? Is that what he's writing?
They met this week, and he was advising Trump on the constitutional path to getting a third term.
Now,
who can say?
Well, so what Susie told me for people who haven't read the piece yet was that he will not have a third term, but boy, is he having fun with it. The way she put it to me.
Right. The trolling is something that he has internalized very deeply on the third term thing.
Right.
One last question before I let you go. And I once again really appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
My pleasure.
Trump's health has been something that has been speculated on in practically from the moment he took office again.
Yeah.
He is not the guy he was in 2020. He is certainly not the guy he was in 2016, and it's showing. And there is apparently something afoot at the White House to keep this, whatever's happening with him. You know, Carolyn Leavitt, you know, answers that his hand is just bruised from shaking so many people's hands, and he's the strongest, healthiest, tallest, smartest, handsomest president ever. All these things.
Yeah.
Did you get a sense when you were in the White House that there is a I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but there is an effort, there is a directive to keep that particular message very tightly wound?
Well, nobody talks about it except to deny that there's any issue whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And when I put it to Susie, she said flatly, "My health is good, his is great," as she put it. a very sort of almost Leavitt-esque response.
That is indeed.
And you know, so she insists, and I pressed her on, well, wait a minute, you know, what about these cabinet meetings where he's fallen asleep?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Rubio was doing his dear leader speech next to him, and it looked like he was just out cold. Susie insists otherwise. She says, no, he's not asleep. He's closing his eyes. That's it.
You know, somebody's going to write a hell of a book about that at some point. Okay, one last thing. Sorry, I told you that was the last one. Last thing.
Yeah.
Today, as we're recording this, we're seeing a partial, limited, modified hangout of the Epstein files.
Yeah.
That was the other question that Susie did mention that to you on the record.
Yeah.
About Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, and I've got to wonder how unhappy they were when she basically exonerated both Trump and then Bill Clinton at the same time.
Yeah. God only knows what those conversations were like with Trump after the fact. But she was, as you say, she said, look, the president was wrong. He, you know, Trump, as we all know, has been going around saying that Bill Clinton went to the island, Little St. James Island, supposedly 28 times. Well, maybe whenever Trump uses the word supposedly, when he qualifies anything in any way, maybe he knows he's lying. But she called it a lie. She said she's read the Epstein file, as she calls it. I was stunned, astonished that she would even go there with me. How easy would it be for her to say, oh, Chris, you know, listen.
Right, that's all in Pam Bondi's hands. I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but no, she went there. We talked all about the Epstein files. We talked about how Trump's in the Epstein files and all over it, and how she would, they were playboys. I know it's a passe word, but, and so forth and so on. She says he's not in the files doing anything awful, as she put it, the Trump.
Yeah.
But she also says that Clinton is there's nothing incriminating about Clinton in the files. So you would think that wouldn't sit well with Donald Trump, but evidently Susie has a license from Trump to say whatever she wants because he needs her.
It is a remarkable profile. Folks, Chris Whipple's profile of Susie Wiles as White House Chief of Staff is in Vanity Fair now. Absolutely well worth the subscription and the read. Chris, have a Merry Christmas. Thank you again, my friend, for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
And anytime. I'm a fan. So
I love it. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.